But at some point, you have to say no. We're not going to take this anymore.
Like writers, actors are fighting for higher pay and better residuals from studios and streamers.
You cannot change the business model as much as it has changed and not expect the contract to change too.
Studio heads like Bob Iger at Disney have called their demands unreasonable. Some homeowners near Chicago are now homeless after a suspected tornado ripped their neighborhood. John Huck lives in Elgin.
We realized the back windows had blown out. We didn't even hear it happen. We've put up a tarp to cover it up and waiting for them to come and assess it.
Elsewhere, extreme heat is getting worse. CBS's Janet Shamlian's in Houston.
This is the second heat wave that Texas has had this summer. This one is going to be slightly cooler, and by cooler, I mean just a matter of a few degrees. And we survived that first heat wave with the power grid intact. So there is hope that we'll survive this heat wave as well.
Early next year, women will have more access to the over-the-counter birth control pill. That's thanks to a huge decision today by the FDA. Kelly Blanchard runs Ibis Health.
This means we will have a more effective, a highly effective, very popular birth control method available directly from pharmacies over-the-counter without all those barriers from the prescription requirement.
This morning, President Biden gave a little more hope to families of those detained in Russia. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's sister, Danielle.
We're just trying to learn everything that we can and just try to mostly stay strong, try to keep the spotlight on Evan's case.
He's being held on spying charges. More kids now are getting devastating health news. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Nearly 1 in 10 children in the U.S. between 3 and 17 years old have been diagnosed with a developmental disability such as autism. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Rates of developmental disabilities remain significantly lower in girls at 5% compared to boys at nearly 11%.
BTS fans have been camping out for days now near Central Park in New York to catch a glimpse of Jungkook, who's set to perform on Friday. It's part of a free concert lineup there. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two health systems are merging to expand services across three states. St. Luke's in Duluth, Minnesota, and Aspirus Health, based in Wausau, have signed a letter of intent. St. Luke's will affiliate with Aspirus Health to create a comprehensive healthcare system serving residents of northeastern Minnesota, northern and central Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The operation headquarters will be in Wausau and a corporate office in Duluth. The combined organization will operate 19 hospitals and 130 outpatient locations with nearly 1,400 team members. The 6-4 Rafters will take on the 4-6 Dock Spiders tonight at Witter Field. This is the start of a two-game series against Fond du Lac. Tonight's game starts at 6:05. Friday's game will start at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 60, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 86. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
App.
We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's going to be Thursday, take two. And for those unfamiliar, as I spoke with my little buddy yesterday, I thought it was Thursday. And apparently it was Wednesday. And, you know, we got a little off track. You know, apparently it was my fault thinking it was the wrong day. But here we are again. It's like Groundhog Day. It's Thursday. Take two, 2.0. We are going to hopefully pull in the interview we weren't able to pull off yesterday. Former state senator, our good friend, Dale Schultz, at 4:30. They had the big Patriotic Millionaire event last night in Richland County. I understand they had a hell of a turnout for that. Something about free victuals turns them out. So Dale's going to tell us all about that at 4:30 today. I anticipate my little buddy Dominic will be joining us here on the airways very, very soon. But more sort of troubling news. There is no love for Rainbow Land here in the state of Wisconsin. And we've got a similar story coming out of the Arrowhead High School, Arrowhead here in the state of Wisconsin. And really it all comes down to this fear of inclusiveness. Somehow inclusiveness has become divisiveness. And it feels sort of Orwellian. You know, I'm not quite sure how we're supposed to take this. Tell you what, we're going to go with the safe spaces. Here is the latest reporting. Quinn Clark over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Arrowhead School Board bans safe space stickers. There are no safe spaces, apparently, in Arrowhead School. They're all supposed to be safe, right? Under a new displays and postings policy. They had to have a displays and postings policy. Starts with a quote. Safe space stickers must be removed from the walls of Arrowhead High School after the school board voted 6-3 in favor of a controversial signage policy on July 12th. Board members Craig Thompson, Tim Langer, and Daryl Binneker cast the dissenting votes. Now, the dissenting votes, this 6-3, this is like the Supreme Court. Three dissenters and six conservatives that apparently, you know, don't believe in safe spaces. The policy, which addresses such, which and again, this is a quote, displays and postings are allowed in the school, prohibits religious and political signs, as well as those that indicate a room is a safe space. A similar policy passed in the Oak Creek Franklin School District last month. Now, here is a quote from the new policy, Arrowhead High School. In an effort to create safe, even and fair environments for the academic achievement of all students, no displays and postings or other wordings implying that certain area is a safe space or anything similar to this are permitted, as all areas of Arrowhead High School are and should be considered safe spaces. Well, that's a noble thought. That includes the stickers created by the LGBTQ plus and youth organization GLSEN that some staff have displayed in their classrooms. The stickers are designed to show LGBTQ students that they are safe and they're in a safe and supportive space at school, according to GLSEN's website. The original policy proposed in June banned flags, stickers, and similar signage that mentioned Black Lives Matters, anti-racist classroom notations, and wait for it, rainbows. They got no time, no room for rainbows. Some strange clouds blowing through on the west side of Madison. I'm looking across the street just momentarily. I'm like, whoa. Kind of low to the ground, those funnel clouds. They resemble funnel clouds. I don't see any funnel clouds. I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted. Anyways, back to the policy at Arrowhead High School. The original policy proposed in June banned flags, stickers, and similar signage, as we've mentioned. What is the new? The updated policy was revised by the school's attorney, Bob Butler, and removes most mentions of specific signs, but mentions safe spaces remains. So they don't take out the other signs, but, you know, can't call it a safe space. There will be no safe spaces. Now, the policy drew crowds of residents divided over the proposal. On July 12th, Arrowhead School campus library was standing room only as students, alumni, and community members spoke to the board during an hour-long public comment session. Meeting attendees sat split in half, one side in opposition to the policy and the other side in favor, you know, 50-50-ish. Coin flip. Those against the policy. Well, I don't know that. They're just described as being a divided room, if you will. And those against the policy said signs that indicate a safe space for LGBTQ community are essential, especially in an environment that both alumni and current students said can be hostile and unsafe for minorities. Arrowhead sophomore Chase Eastman told the board that as a gay student, the stickers have been a saving grace for him, helping him to know which teachers he can confide in when he is bullied. His online petition opposing the policy has over 330 signatures. A little bit more here. Those in favor of the policy said policies should be removed from the classroom altogether, and that signs that display themes of sexuality, such as GLSEN stickers, cause division. Some public commenters said these safe spaces coddle students, a sentiment which Kim Schubert, school board president, agreed. So the school board president at Arrowhead High School thinks they're coddling the kids by giving them safe spaces. That seems quite contrary to me, but let me read the quote. I think there's another side to safe spaces that I find concerning, said Schubert, recommending people look into a book, The Coddling of the American Mind. I have not read the book, so I will not comment upon it, but more here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A board member recommends less controversial Arrowhead indoor sticker. As an alternative to the safe space stickers, board member Tim Evers presented drafts of a new sticker. They got a shiny new sticker. A sticker will solve everything. Drafts of a new sticker for Arrowhead High School's logo, accompanied with the words, "We are one." And wait for it. All are welcome. You know, it's not safe spaces just for the diverse. All are welcome. You know, kind of like all lives matter. See how that works? These stickers would be Arrowhead endorsed, said Evers. Not endorsed. by GLSEN or any other activist or political group. Now, the board did not take action on that proposal, but Arrowhead student Kat Cummings, a member of the school's Gender Sexuality Alliance Club, told the Journal Sentinel that Arrowhead stickers don't have the ability to identify which teachers won't be dismissive of what LGBTQ students are experiencing. And board member Amy Hemmer. And Amy, I wish I could make you a little famouser. Here's what she had to say. Board member Amy Hemmer in favor of the policy. Again, the policy is you can't demonstrate that it is a safe space. Only, you know, all students matter. But Amy Hemmer in favor of this policy and a more neutral sticker. So there are many reasons why a student could be bullied. Like for their weight or their glasses, you know, because lots of kids get the old four eyes. That seems, you know, sort of quaint in 1954. But anyways, and that's why, according to Hemmer, a rainbow sticker is divisive, as it only looks out for one little group. One little group. Jason and Jill Cummings, Kat's parents, told the Journal Sentinel there is a common misconception of what being in the LGBTQ plus community actually means. Who would choose to put up with all the bullying that goes along with being who they are if it wasn't who they were? They act like it's a lifestyle choice. They act like the kids are assimilating to fit in with this group rather than accepting that this is who these kids are and that this is just how they are. Now, board members promised administration will take care of the LGBTQ students, just not with safe spaces. Tim Langer, a board member who opposed the policy, said it saddens him. He's a little sad that a sign that makes certain students feel safe is being taken away from them. No matter what the policy is, Langer said he wanted to get the message out that students will still have safe spaces in the school. Here's a quote from Langer. I just want people in this community to know that we as an organization, the school board and the staff, are going to make sure that those kids are looked after and taken care of. Well, I'm less clear that that is the case. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's sort of a throwback 2.0 Thursday edition because I feel like I lived this day yesterday. But here I am again, doing it again with you on the radio. You know, you could also do it with us. Join us on the phones. Don will be joining us very, very soon, and we're going to take another crack at Dale Schultz, former state senator, Republican, twice elected majority leader when he served in the state Senate. He was at a big patriotic millionaire event in Richland Center last night. Told me the victuals, not half bad. They served lasagna, he said. And I also carried through on my earlier this week pledge to give blood. I gave blood today. I went to my favorite place in the world, I believe, the Wisconsin State Capitol. And I gave blood. I gave a civic pint today. And I hashtagged it and I put it up on the social medias. So, you know, you got proof. Prudy did his part. And again, we've been asking you to do your part. There is a shortage. There is a need for blood. Many different organizations, including the American Red Cross. And this was brought to our attention by Earl Ingram, our pal here at Civic Media. So we, as a corporation, as a network, as a group of disparate hosts and people, we're asking you to do your part. Please consider giving blood. It's not difficult. I'll give you the process really quickly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Get your outdoor projects done right at Menards and save 11% on everything. It's a great time for outdoor building projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Visit our outdoor lumberyard today to shop our top-of-the-line pressure-treated lumber. Right now, an 8-foot pressure-treated 1x4 is only $389 after 11% off. Good through July 16th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is Key Lime. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Oh, it's so broken. Oh.
So my screen's cracked, so I can't see the time on my computer. So I'm just looking at the general time on my, and I actually think I'm back now, so I gotta go.
Okay.
But I gotta hear music.
Okay.
That's my cue. Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. It's the Groundhog Day edition. Feels like it. It's not February 1st, is it? Is it? Yesterday, I thought it was Thursday. Apparently, today is Thursday. July 13th. I got to assure myself. I got to read it somewhere. I got to prove it to myself. But anyways, we're going to muddle through and we're going to have a middling to great show. You never can tell. Any moment I could turn the corner here. But the newest headline, Arrowhead School has made a decision. Arrowhead High School, that's here in the state of Wisconsin. They're just going to be, you know, a little less inclusive. Few less rainbows, because rainbows apparently they're divisive. They scared the people at Arrowhead High School. And by a 6-3 margin, the school board apparently voted they needed to remove any mention of safe space that might imply to an LGBTQ student that, you know, this would be a safe space, and a teacher that might be sympathetic if they felt like they were being bullied. That's no longer acceptable. So this is the tone. This is the direction, you know, we're seeing these school districts head to. And I don't know, maybe it's happening in your school district. I guess I'd be curious. 844-967-2789. I'd be willing to take your calls. Maybe we can get a few of them screened here. We'll get there in a moment. But there are more stories of this sort. I think we told you the teacher in Waukesha has also been fired. The lady that was, you know, the Rainbow Land supporter, or felt like the school district, you know, should consider playing Rainbow Land. Shouldn't ban playing the song Rainbow Land, Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus, I guess. Well, she was fired. That happened by a unanimous decision. I guess we touched upon it yesterday, and maybe we'll get there today as well, later in this program. And what else? What else can I get to now? Wanted to let you know there could be an expanding field of candidates that want to go against Derek Van Orden. And I'd like to see a robust field of Democratic candidates. Then I'd like to see them galvanize around an individual candidate who can beat Derek Van Orden in the 3rd Congressional District. Now, that was Ron Kind's district for like 24 years. He was from La Crosse. Kind was. He was the former district attorney, a handsome moderate. He had served his district well, and he generally won re-election in a district that, you know, had turned for Trump. But in the most recent election, it was pretty pretty tight when Ron Kind won his last reelective victory. But the next time through, Brad Path was the nominee on behalf of the Democrats. He's a fine state senator. He had been the ag secretary, or at least the nominee, never confirmed under Tony Evers. His crime was trying to hold Republicans accountable for not funding the suicide hotline. So here is the latest entrant into the field of Democrats challenging Derek Van Orden. A number of new Democratic faces are considering jumping into the race for Wisconsin's battleground 3rd Congressional District, raising the prospect of a primary just days after the campaign announcement of a Democrat who fell short in her bid for the seat last year. Now, State Rep. Katrina Shanklin, it's been a bit since we've heard from Katrina, a Democrat from Stevens Point, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Wednesday, that's yesterday, I guess, first Thursday, that she is exploring a run for the Western Wisconsin seat. And Missy Hughes, CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp and a member of Governor Tony Evers' cabinet, is also considering a bid. Now, that is news to me. I had not heard that Missy Hughes from WEDEC was considering such a bid. Katrina Shanklin, that would make sense to me. She has been an elected prior, and she serves in the district, or at least she had. Tara Johnson, former chair of the La Crosse County Board, told the Journal Sentinel she's weighing a run, too. There are people encouraging me to consider it, Shanklin said, of joining the race to take on freshman Republican U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden. I'm exploring it right now. I'm very interested, she later added, in helping make sure that we flip the seat blue and ensure that we have a voice for working families and seniors. And should Shanklin, Hughes, or Johnson join the race, they would be the first Democrats to declare a bid for a seat who did not run in the district in 2022. On Monday, former Eau Claire business owner Rebecca Cook, now I'd met Rebecca Cook last year at the Democratic Party convention. She was a candidate at that time. Cook, Amy McGrath, and Brad Path were the primary runners for that race. She placed second in talking about Cook in last year's Democratic primary in the third, and she announced she's running again. State Senator Brad Path, who lost Van Orden by 4 points in the general, and a former CIA officer, Deb McGrath, the third place finisher in last year's primary, also have not ruled out another bid. So we could have a big field of Dems. And as I mentioned, Ron Kind retired after 26 years in the seat. And though the district has trended redder in recent years, the 3rd Congressional District is just one of two competitive districts in the state. One of two competitive districts in the state of Wisconsin. That's pretty sad, isn't it? Gerrymandering. It's a wonderful thing. And it could play a key role in the Democrats' efforts to flip control of the House in 2024. Republicans, however, have defended Van Orden. How do you do so? But they defend Trump while attempting to tie Democrats in the state to President Joe Biden. Well, I think they should want that association. Joe Biden has been getting stuff done, if you know what I'm saying. Derek Orden, let me just read. Congressman Derek Van Orden has been a champion for Western Wisconsin, working tirelessly to ensure Wisconsin families, veterans, and farmers have an effective voice in Congress. According to Republican Party of Wisconsin spokesperson Rachel Reisner, kind of lying through her teeth, I think. Extreme Democrats who would offer more of the same tax and spend policies that have driven up inflation, made us more energy dependent on foreign nations, and taking money out of working Wisconsin's pockets won't turn any eyes in the third comeback. Probably more Devil's Advocates. Thursday edition 2.0.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, has an update on the drought in our area.
Drought conditions have worsened in the southern portions of Wood and Portage counties over the past week, from Babcock to Nacoosa, north into Coddington, and eastward into Wapaka, currently in a severe drought, along with 33% of the state enduring these same conditions. However, it's much worse to the south. Once you hit the Dalles, they are in an extreme drought. Wisconsin Rapids area has only received just over a quarter of an inch so far this month. April was a wet one with over 4 inches, while May, June, and July combined has only put down that same amount of just over 4 inches. This area is currently nearing 4 inches below average rainfall for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Raptors play the Dock Spiders at Witter Field tonight. First pitch at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 60, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 86. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Markets where I play the Badgers. We're playing the Badgers there. Trying to play the Brewers. They won't give them to us up there. Don't want to give.
Have you considered? I mean, it's a good point from the texter. Have you considered Minnesota up there?
They haven't called me yet. Call
well,
me.
You can call them, man. I mean,
844.
Place. If you're going to entertain it, you may as well, you know, hell, man, the Lions. Right, let's get the Lions and we get at least one fan listening.
Who would that be? You're fair weather at best.
Hey, they got a dome. It's easy to be a Lions fan.
844-967-2789. I think I mentioned I went up to the Minneapolis Dome, the US Bank Stadium. One they call that thing. It's Goliath. It's huge. saw Red Hot Chili Peppers there Saturday night before Easter. And I don't care if I ever go back.
Oh, no. No, why?
Well, first and foremost, I am a little uneasy in the nosebleeds that my wife selected for that particular concert. Good sight line, just way too high.
Oh, come on, man. We were in the back of Trump's inauguration on the top of the bowl. Man, we couldn't get any higher that day. You were fine. What are you talking about?
That was a smaller arena than this Minneapolis thing. I mean, three stories up in Minneapolis, you're a couple hundred feet off the ground. You feel high. And I don't mean the kind you smoke in a pipe. I mean, like, I didn't care for that feeling. I would not enjoy a football game if I feared stepping in or stumbling could kill me. Like, I didn't like going to the old Metrodome either. I liked it.
Okay, hang on. Come on. What about the Badgers? I mean, I know, you know, old man now, you don't just sit in the nosebleeds of the Badger game, but I'm sure at some point in your life, you've been up on the top of the Badger game, right?
Sure. And when jump around, me and Scotty Hicks went to Ohio State Badger game. And this sounds very familiar to those of us that know Hicks, a college buddy of ours from lacrosse, but he was a big shot banker sort. And we're in the upper deck for Ohio State, and it wasn't a good showing for the Badgers. They often lose to Ohio State, but, you know, each year I still think this is the year. Well, anyways, Scotty Hicks decides he's going to go smoke a cigarette, and he leaves, and that's in the first quarter. And it's like the fifth quarter now. And
I haven't seen him since.
So I called his wife, and I'm embarrassed now because I'm like his ride and stuff, you know, and I've lost the man. I've lost him for a good three quarters. And, you know, a couple hours later, after I did my own post-game tailgating and stopped at a few of the local watering holes, and I called his wife and I said, did he make it home? And he did. But apparently
he ghosted you. He didn't say goodbye.
He apparently tried smoking in a non-smoking section and got thrown out of the stadium like right away. We had a good time, me and Hicks, before the game, and I had a good time after the game. I hope Hicks had a good time sleeping it off at home.
That sounds about right.
You know, Dom, there's going to be a higher sales tax in your city. I like partying in Milwaukee, man, but suddenly life's going to get 2% more expensive in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah. Got to do something, man. The state's been sticking it to the economic driver of the state for years. So now we got to tax ourselves to try to get out of it.
But there's also people that just come to Milwaukee to spend a little money, drink a couple beers, come down to Summerfest.
We really want your money.
Well, maybe I'll stop coming, man. Maybe I'll invest my money closer to home because that 2% additional sales tax.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go watch the Brewers, man, if not in Milwaukee? Where are you going
to
watch the Bucks?
I'll listen to them on the radio on WISS. I'll listen to them on the radio.
That's not you going to go. You want to go to the game, man? Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Summerfest? Where are you going to go to Summerfest? You don't come to Milwaukee. I mean, I get it, man. No one wants to pay higher taxes, but we also need to take care of our business, man.
What is Milwaukee going to start tagging me with a resort fee? Is it going to be going to Miami next?
You're right.
I went to South Beach and they tack like 18% onto everything.
Oh, man. Well, as long as they don't give you the convenience fees, you'll be okay. I mean, come on, man. This isn't Ticketmaster.
Well, it feels like it. The city of Milwaukee, and I saw the mayor, Chevy Johnson, was tweeting out a historic day celebrating the 2% increase in sales tax in the city of Milwaukee. My understanding, there could be a 0.4% county component. So if you're in the city, in the county, your sales tax will be 7.9%. Let's say I'm going up to the car dealer, Dom, buying a $50,000 ride. My taxation just went up over $1,000 on that tax. High retail item. You know, I wouldn't buy a truck, but maybe it's a car. Jeep.
Yes.
Got a
taxes.
Jeep.
Yes, they're applied to all the dollars you spend in the area on a sales tax. The math is the math. That's absolutely right.
Well, technically, it's not for a car. It would be where I garage the car. So you will pay a higher sales tax but I could drive to a Milwaukee area dealership and I'm going to pay the sales tax in Dane County because that's where I garage my car. So suck it to you, Dom. Not that you'd buy a new car or have that sweet Cadillac in the garage, but...
A little bit here from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Common Council passes a 2% sales tax aimed at averting a financial crisis. A financial crisis, Crudy. What began as a tense and unpredictable day at Milwaukee City Hall Tuesday ended with the Common Council's backing of a 2% local sales tax by a wider margin than required. The critical vote offers the city a new revenue source to avert major service cuts in 2025, even as some council members said it would put additional financial pressure on residents living in poverty. No part of the process was easy, from the months-long negotiation with elected officials in Madison to local town halls and debate over a sales tax within the Common Council in the weeks since the state allowed city elected officials to enact it. Well, how very kind of you, the state. Even walking in Tuesday morning, Common Council President Jose Perez said he did not know how the vote would go. He told council members before the vote that the process to reach that point was challenging, unfair, and difficult at times. Afterward, Perez said he was a bit surprised it passed with more than the minimum 10 votes required. Ultimately, the tax passed with a 12 in favor and 3 opposed. A quote as a Perez gave to the Journal Sentinel, "I knew people were struggling and really weighing out the pros and cons, the ramifications, the impact of their vote. There were discussions just going on to the last minute."
You know, I'm just being contrarian here. I think it was a good thing, a necessary thing. No one wants to raise their own taxes. No politician wants to be on the record voting to increase their constituents' taxes unless it is a dire circumstance. And obviously, that's where Milwaukee finds themselves. The part that's galling to me is right-wing talk radio, of course, would characterize this as the mismanagement of Democrats. Because Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for 50 years. All the way back to the socialist days, right?
Mm-hmm. The super socialists.
What they fail to mention is the Republican control for the last however many years since Scott Walker was elected governor, 2011, I think he took office. Well, during that time, we have had a broken revenue sharing system, and the city of Milwaukee drives the economic engine that is the state of Wisconsin, but only gets 67 cents back on the dollar. And even this most recent thing, you know, I was discussing this, and someone said to me, why do you have to characterize Republicans is being racist in regards to revenue sharing in Milwaukee and those things. Why would you blame them for being racist? I said, well, let's talk about the policy. The policy is different for Milwaukee than everywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. You live in Rhinelander, you get 20%. You live in La Crosse, you get 20%. Amory, Baldwin, 20%. Milwaukee, 15%. 15% increase. And we're going to set all these different standards. And the Common Council has to go and vote. Hell, if they had their way, Robin Voss would have forced the citizens to go to the polls on an off year to raise their own taxes so they could avert a financial disaster caused in no small part by Republican leadership in Madison that doesn't send the money back to Milwaukee. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control.
You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A new lineup, Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at The Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving, smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy. Not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka. Go Bears.
Hearing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting. And many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge, Packers fan, non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears? Well,
I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say hi to your folks and F the Bears. Something like that. Charlie wouldn't love me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're at the water, unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to, do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the pee pools, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man, it bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world, Dom. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. Yeah. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yes. Add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to, to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, but the weather's
I notice you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin Summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be. is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. You know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida, imagine. Or the DeSantis campaign?
People leaving, you know, conferences and whatnot, you know, tourism going down because of the, you know, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
Do you get angry?
I get
when I'm angry.
I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What?
Not the current one? I mean, not the Trump? MAGA one.
Not that one. So, you know, he says he's still the president and he won Nevada
twice.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak. Dom, I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe? I mean,
Grumpy Old Men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
absolutely
of my things.
You do. You do. You are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model. And I get it in certain.
You are not a role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that. But, you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very rarely.
The profane or the angry? Because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Grudy. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We broke.
Well, of course. That's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. And I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporting. He says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Let the ketchup hit the wall on a regular basis.
And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, they're just like, who can out-troll each other? There's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. Those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember.
We'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back the happy hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story.
because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and